the one voice that listens to us. How old is this man called John? John Lewis.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Lance. 5 minutes after four. We have had a chat to this particular star before in the past, actress and author. You've seen her in the movie Hannah Montana on the big screen. Sharon Jordan joins us again. Hello there, Sharon.
Hi, John. It's great to talk to you today.
It's great to have you back on the program. And as you do so many things, an author and your book, Time Shadows, I think that's available through Amazon.com, so we can always have a look at that one. But you've been working in a play. What's it called? Welcome Home Soldier. Tell us a bit about that.
That's right, I have. It's actually one of the longest-running plays in Los Angeles, but not with the same cast the whole time. It's been running for about 18 years now, and it's an amazing play. I'm performing in it tonight. And we have, I'm talking about the struggles that people go through when, you know, you serve in the armed forces, and then also the way that we can support our military without necessarily always supporting what, you know, the battle. And then we have an amazing group of people who are performing with me. There's Tony Savant, who actually wrote the play. He acts in it. And then we have someone that I think people will have heard of. His name is Jim Perrick. He stars on the series called True Blood, and he's in it. Oh, he's amazing. And then we have a lady named Holly Gagné, and she was back on Baywatch, but now she's been on the new 90210, and she just filmed a spot on House, and she's on that. And then we have another, I mean, it's an all-star cast. It's amazing.
It's starting to sound like that.
I could go on.
Yeah, of course. Now, you're working with all these amazing actors. I've got to find out. Do you say, in Hollywood, do you say actors for male and female, or do you go actors, actresses?
You could go either way. Some people go with actors, and I call myself an actress because I like being feminine. So.
Hey, good for you. I appreciate that. I love the history of words, actor, thanks, actress. Now, on stage, you're working with these actors and actresses who have worked in so many different other areas. So what do you think you learn from them? Because you say they're amazing. What makes them amazing?
What's amazing is how they can take a very difficult topic and make it look as if, oh gosh, and they've done this before many times, but it's so real in the moment, and it's so touching and moving, and it's as if it's the first time that they've ever done it. So it's not, there doesn't feel like it's any performance. It feels as if you're sitting there interacting with them and hearing their hearts and hearing their thoughts. I had the pleasure years ago of just momentarily meeting Anthony Hopkins. It's been years ago. And he was probably one of the most grounded people I've ever met. And so you can almost call him Zen. So in the moment, so calm. And then when he would act, it was just this explosion of emotion and rawness. It was absolutely amazing. But he was so, as these actors are, just completely in the moment, completely focused on the second in life and in life.
It really needs that, doesn't it? You really need to do that, just be in the moment. What is your part in this play? Tell us about what you do and what you bring to the role in Welcome Home Soldier.
I'm playing my role. My name is Laura, and I'm playing the role. We're doing a scene where they're going to have a welcome home parade for the soldiers, but the soldiers came home. This is going back to the Vietnam era. The soldiers came home 10 years ago, so it's a play. It's the parade is 10 years after the war ended, and so my part is we're discussing it, me and a group of friends, and we're discussing about whether or not we are going to go to this parade, this homecoming parade. And my brother did not come home, And so he's classified as an MIA. And so for me, it is not a welcome home parade because not everybody has come home. So that's what I'm pleading with them, to my friends, to reconsider attending something that not everybody has come home from.
Well, so what do you draw on to get such a powerful emotion like that?
What do I draw on? Well, my brother actually almost was drafted to the Vietnam War, and that was just torture to think about losing him or having him go away and see that type of combat. So I draw on that, just thought of losing him or potentially losing him is horrific to me.
Gee, you'd think that for sure. Wow, powerful. And talking of powerful, what about working with Jeff Goldblum? I mean, just hearing him talk would just make you stop and jaw drop, doesn't it?
Jeff Goldblum, I'm part of the Playhouse West Repertory Theater Group, and Jeff Goldblum started this back in, I think, in the 80s with Mr. Robert Carnegie, and Mr. Carnegie is also part of this play, Welcome Home, Soldier. Oh, awesome, awesome group. And Jeff, I had the privilege of first seeing him speak a couple years ago at our festival. He motivates people. He's amazing. His energy, his devotion to acting, to encouraging other actors to become all that they can become. And then just about 2 weeks ago, we were asked, a certain group of us to come, actors, to come and meet him. And he was at Playhouse West. And so I was one of the few people who was able to meet Jeff. Oh, he's just amazing. Just watching him, how he can switch in and out of different characters and how he can interpret different scenes and then the way he jokes with us and the way he's just charming. I can't say enough about how impressed I was with Jeff Goldblum. I was so impressed with him. And then he said that he told my scene partner and I, a lovely lady named Jessica Folger, we're working on a new play called Agnes of God. Oh, it's new to us. It was a play that Jane Fonda, lovely Jane Fonda, starred in. And also Meg and Anne Bancroft. And he told us that he would love to come and see us when we perform it. We've got, but I tell you what, I'm just stumbling over my words. He was absolutely, Jeff Goldblum is absolutely amazing. I know he's out in New York working on Law and Order right now. And so I can't wait to see him doing more on that. That will be his second season with them.
I didn't realize it was in Law and Order. TV, yes. Law and Order, or the movies?
It's the TV. Yes, he's one of the detectives. Wow. And, he's just charming. I can't say enough. He's charming. He's a charming person. He just makes everybody feel like they are the center of the world. And that's how Jeff is. And that's how he treated me.
How special is that? Now,
it was wonderful.
Here is your radio challenge, Sharon. I've got a radio challenge for you.
I remember this.
Which you don't have to do. Well, you never have to do a radio challenge. They're pretty weak radio challenges. But what we'd like is a little bit of acting school from you, Sharon. And if we got a friend of ours tuned in right now is thinking, I want to get into acting, how do you teach someone to bring something special to a role? You're talking about how different actors bring something special to a role. If I, for instance, have to deliver a line to you, say I have to say something like, Sharon, let's get in the car and we'll drive and talk about this later, how do I somehow make that special so that it's worth listening to and not just a line that I've said?
Well, if you were talking to me, Sharon, let's get in the car, and we'll talk about this later.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what we're talking about.
Right.
If you're going to propose to me, I think you'd be rather excited, perhaps nervous. Let's say we've been dating for 10 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I'll
And
say.
So you're like, Sharon, let's get in the car, and we'll talk about this later. Perhaps I might not accept it. So you might be a little bit nervous. So if you tapped into that, then that would give you the emotion that would show up. But let's say you were going, Sharon, let's get in the car. We'll talk about this later. Maybe I've been drunk. I've been out and been embarrassing you.
Oh, how embarrassing.
And you want to just get me in the car right now.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll talk about this later. That would give you a whole different emotion and feeling about how you wanted to get me in the car and what you were maybe going to tell me in a few minutes.
So do you then look at the emotion first, and then once you've got the emotion, then you decide which is the most relevant or most important part of that sentence and focus on that? Or is it just all in the emotion and you just kind of hope the sentence will work itself out?
I think it's, you could say, the emotion, but it's also the intention. What are you doing there? What are you doing? What are you doing as the actor? You know, are you trying to flirt with somebody? Are you trying to help somebody? Are you trying to scold somebody? Maybe if I'm a little child and I'm running away from home, you might talk to me a little different. Sharon, let's get in the car. We'll talk about this later. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Or let's say, yeah, there's just different ways. Mm. But what are you, why are you doing it? What are you doing?
I see. All right, well, how about you give me the challenge? You give me the scenario, and I'll deliver the line. And give me a mark out of 10, and we'll see what the people tuned in to as well. What
okay.
would be the scenario? Here we go. It's my radio challenge back on me, John Lewis. I'm nervous,
radio
by the way.
Because
you're a big star, and I've got to get this together. Let's see.
Oh,
what's the scenario, Sharon?
You're so sweet, John. You really are. I love talking to you. Okay, let's say...
Make it an easy one.
You and I are married.
All right. Woohoo!
Okay. Okay. And, but we've been struggling a little financially.
Oh.
And, but we're very much in love, John.
Okay, good.
So we've just gone out and I've had some news I've been wanting to tell you for so long and I've been waiting for the right moment. And we're out in public. We're just sitting down. And I say, John, I have to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot to be considering, isn't it?
John, I'm pregnant.
Oh, and if I find the guy that did it... Okay. All right. So that's a lot. Okay. How does it normally work? When you guys are doing this in acting school, do you have to do it straight away as soon as you say that I'm pregnant, or do you get a moment to think about it?
When I was on The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, sometimes they would change the lines right then and there.
Okay. Well,
and because they had the writers on set. And so sometimes it would just be a very quick change. And then other times you have a day or two to study your lines. And then when you're doing a play, of course, you've got usually a little bit longer. Then you can rip it apart and look at it word by word and just, you know, decide how you want, what it means to you and what the backstory is. And you can go into a lot of analyzing it and so forth, which is a lot of fun.
Okay, I'm ready for my line. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, just lead me up. Here we go.
Okay, John, I'm pregnant.
Sharon, let's get in the car. And we will talk about this later.
Okay, we will. And you got a 10.
No way. You're just being nice. I thought the second half of it was no good.
No, I thought you were great because you didn't want to talk to me about it out in public. You were taking it seriously. You were a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was going to work out all right. That was great.
Was the big was that too much when I went? Was that?
No, I didn't think
too
so
cheesy.
At all.
Hey, Sharon, if folks would like to find you, you've got a website, SharonJordan.com. Now, the thing to remember is between the Sharon and the Jordan, you've got that, what do you call it, like a hyphen, is it?
It's a hyphen or a dash. It's a little short hyphen.
Yeah, I'll call it a dash. Sharon-Jordan.com. But safe to say, if you type in Sharon Jordan, Sharon, space J-O-R-D-A-N. In your search engine, you will find Sharon and you'll see a website. Otherwise, drop me an email at john@johnlewislive.com and I can pass you on the link. Always great talking to you, Sharon, and keep in touch, won't you?
You too, and hello to everybody in Perth. Oh, gosh, I love talking to you, John, and good morning to everybody there.
What a nice pleasure. Sharon Jordan joining us from L.A. here at 6PR, and we've got some gems who want to have a chat too. And by the way, why don't you have a go at delivering that line? And we'll invite everyone into acting school. See how you get on. You can have a go too.